As Amy Hagedorn rounded the corner across the hall from her classroom, she collided with a tall boy from the fifth grade running in the opposite direction. "Watch it!" the boy yelled. Then, with a silly smile on his face, the boy took hold of his right leg and walked the way Amy limped when she walked. Amy closed her eyes. "Ignore him," she told herself as she headed for her classroom. But at the end of the day, Amy was still thinking about the tall boy's unfriendly way. It wasn't as if he were the only one. It seemed that ever since Amy started the third grade, someone laughed at her every single day. Kids made fun of her about her speech or her limping. Amy was tired of it. Sometimes, even in a classroom full of other students, the teasing made her feel all alone. Back home at the dinner table that evening, Amy was quiet. Her mother knew that things were not going well at school. That's why she was happy to have some exciting news to share with her daughter. "There's a Christmas wish contest on the radio station," Amy's mom announced. "Write a letter to Santa, and you might win a prize. I think someone at this table with blonde curly hair should enter." Amy smiled. The contest sounded like fun. She started thinking about what she wanted most for Christmas. A smile took hold of Amy when the idea first came to her. Out came pencil and paper, and Amy went to work on her letter. "Dear Santa Claus," she began. While Amy worked at her letter, the rest of the family tried to guess what she might ask from Santa. Amy's sister, Jamie, and Amy's mom both thought a 3-foot Barbie doll would top Amy's wish list.